The decision disregarded an appeal signed by 1,035 scientists, researchers and academics from 25 European countries that joined the Researchers for Peace campaign to stop what they see to be the further militarization of Europe. They say such measures undermine European democracy. The signatories' message: investing European funds in military research will not only divert resources from more peaceful areas, but also risk fueling the arms race, thus jeopardizing security in Europe and the world. They say a lot of European arms are exported and end up in war zones across the globe, and that export licenses and divergent practices are far from transparent and credible. Earlier this month, the Pope called on young people to demand world powers take responsibility for the world's wars.
Why, Father, are there so many wars? In Yemen, Syria and Afghanistan? If they didn't have weapons, they wouldn't make war. They make war because we, the rich, Europe, America, sell weapons used to kill children, to kill people. We are the ones that can make a difference, and you must tell them this clearly in their face without fear. And if you, young people, are not able to ask these questions, to say these things, you are not young and you are missing something in your heart. A country that produces and sells weapons has on its conscience the death of every child, of every person, the destruction of every family.
It is now common knowledge that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, among other despotic regimes, use weapons bought from the UK, the US and France in Yemen. The argument for such a project is that it will prevent duplication in defense spending by co-funding defense research with member states. According to the European Commission, not cooperating is costing the bloc between 25 and 100 million euros per year.